It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
VACC CEO Jeff Gwillem, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
I want to talk to you about all things motoring during this unusual period in which we find ourselves. There are a whole lot of issues to do with just simply going to the service station.
Yeah, look, there is, and the question came up today about hygiene at service stations and roadside, you know, whether people have got driveway assistance. But generally speaking, you know, I've worked with petrol and diesel and those sorts of chemicals for a long time. I'd be surprised if very much at all could live on it. However, you know, you'd still advise people that if you're concerned, when you get out of your car, take a hygienic wipe with you and wipe off the handle of the bowels or pump. But most garages that I go to and service stations have got hygiene there. They've got cloth there and disinfectant for your hands. So, you know, as a safeguard, you'd still wipe that stuff down. But, again, you know, it's been put to me that not much is going to live on a petrol bowser, but wipe it down just to be safe.
96900693 or 131332 outside Melbourne if you want to be part of the chat. We're talking motoring with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillem. Jeff, I guess, and the thing that comes to mind when you start thinking about it is that, you know, there are a lot of hands that touch the bowsers as you fill up with fuel each day. But most cars at the moment surely have got their own sanitizer. You could sanitize before you get out of the car, and you can sanitize when you get into the station to pay. There are plenty of safeguards.
Yeah, they definitely are. And look, I carry a little sanitizer in my car as well, Dennis, a little bottle that I just wipe on my hands. It's interesting, you know, if we go back, and some of your listeners will remember, when we had driveway assistance, and it was put to me today, you know, why don't we have more driveway assistance? These are people that, you know, you don't get out of your car, they fill your car up. Nowadays, they bring out a machine and you swipe your card. There's a couple of things there, Dennis. One is that, of course, there's a cost involved in that, and one of the reasons why fuel can be more competitive is that some of those costs have been removed through technology and what we call console operators. That's the person behind the window tapping and releasing access to the bowser. But there are still garages that provide driveway assistance, mainly for people with disability. But it's been put to me that if somebody rang one of those petrol stations and said, look, I'm really concerned about COVID, I think, you know, there's some challenges for me, they need to talk to the service station. It's quite likely that they would come out and put the petrol in the vehicle. And that is if they're equipped, and by that, Dennis, I mean, if there's a single operator on a console, they're not going to come out of the console to come onto the forecourt. However, it's during the daytime and there's a whole lot of mechanics around and different staff around, it's far more likely that would happen. But I just don't think that we're going to see a whole opening up of forecourt attendants the way they used to be, and they were great days. But there's a few still around.
The last one I knew of in Melbourne was on Williamstown Road. I think it's gone now, but it was great to get that service. The other thing is, Jeff, just ahead of callers, is that the service station of 2020 is not just there for petrol. It's there for milk. It's there for... I was in one today, and they said, do you want pies and a sausage roll? Because they had a special going. They need you inside the store for the add-ons.
They do, and now and again, you know, we know that people can get upset about fuel prices. But when those prices are lean, if it wasn't for the Mars bar or a meat pie or a newspaper, that garage would actually go out of business. A lot of people don't think this. They think, you know, there's somebody running a service station, they must be loaded. It's not the case. There are times when their margins are extremely narrow, and they effectively compete all the way down to the bottom. And then, of course, they've got nowhere to go except to raise those prices. And, you know, we know that the overseas oil prices dictate what happens as well. But you're right, Dennis. If nobody went and bought a Mars bar or a bottle of milk or a newspaper, the service station wouldn't be there anyway.
Brendan, good evening to you.
Oh, good evening. Was it Greg that you had with you?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead, Brendan.
Okay, look. I've never owned anything newer than a 1974 Holden.
Right.
I've got a 69 Monaro, but I obviously it's in better condition than the one that was advertised. And with all the books, and I got a Sandman. I can't. It's only three of them made because it's a ute.
A Sandman ute.
Well, I'll pop round and pick that up later.
But hang on, Brendan, you wouldn't take your Sandman ute to the drive-in.
As if I'm going to drive my Monaro anywhere.
What would that Monaro be worth? And I'm thinking definitely six figures.
Well, I've got no idea what it's worth. It's worth money. It's probably worth money, but it's mine. I've had it since 1985. And it's got all the books with it.
Can I ask what you paid for it in a 69 Monaro in 1985?
Yeah, I paid $5,800 for it.
Is it in good nick?
It's untouched, totally unrestored, original with the books.
Interesting. I'll give you $6,000 for it.
Factory share.
Well, good on you, Brendan. It's lovely to hear of people who've got a passion for older vehicles, Jeff.
Yeah, look, it is, and it's interesting. Sometimes we get caught up in conversations about electric cars and hydrogen cars and all that sort of stuff, fuel cell vehicles, which is great. But we've got a big fleet of older petrol vehicles, vintage vehicles, great vehicles. And, Dennis, one thing we urge government, while we sort of obviously know that there's going to be change in the automotive industry in terms of the drivetrains and the power sources, we can't overlook the fact that if we take all the petrol out, we won't be able to run any of those vintage vehicles around either. Not that Brendan's vehicle's a vintage vehicle, but it will be in 20 or 30 years' time. He still needs to get petrol for it.
Another question. During this time, Melbourne and Mitchell Shire in Stage 3 lockdown, we might head to Stage 4. You would think that getting a car serviced with limited contact with anyone would still be something that would be okay, even in Stage 4.
Yeah, look, it is okay. The interesting thing is, Dennis, that in Melbourne in particular, we've got a sawtooth type economy happening at the moment. You know, the government make an announcement, everybody goes into panic zone, they take 3 or 4 days to realise what the implications are. We have another announcement, people panic, 3 or 4 days again. But all the way through that scenario, I've maintained the position and the government support a position that they don't want people driving around on unsafe vehicles, and you can still go and get your car fixed, you can get it serviced, you can still, with the right controls in place, still go and buy a car online or go to the dealership. What we don't want is people being so petrified by the whole thing that they won't go and take their car to the garage when the lights are on, you know, there's a dash light on saying the brake fluid's low or there's something wrong. And I can say now, we sent out a bulletin to VACC members today outlining the new requirements for face masks and coverings. And this week, as we know, mid this week, everybody has to wear face masks, and every garage, service station and dealership where they're required, people will have face masks on. But also, you know, many, many service stations now and mechanics and dealerships, they'll come and get your car. So you've got to call them, so that my car needs servicing, or I've got a dash light on, or I think there's something wrong with my vehicle, and talk to them about the arrangements that they've got to come and pick your vehicle up, including sanitising that vehicle when they bring it back to you.
It's common sense at the moment, isn't it? I mean, I ordered some. There's a business down my way that specialises in the most beautiful farm fresh eggs, and I've been meaning to order some eggs online ever since I've heard about them, because I've heard great things. I did that today. I finally got around to doing it, and a couple of other things, sort of from small growers in the Otways. But the thing was that the minute that I'd ordered, they came through with their latest conditions of delivery, which is no one touches hands, no one, you know, they knock on your door a couple of times and then they leave it at your front door. The same sort of situation when you go to get your car fixed. I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah, it is, Dennis. And also, I think in the industry, across the whole automotive industry, I think I wouldn't be surprised if in 10 years' time, when COVID-19 is something that we've almost put at the back of our minds, that cars will be sanitised and cleaned in a different way from this point forward. Because I think once you embed these behaviours in the marketplace, in retail and repair in particular, that just continues through, and it becomes an expectation from consumers that they'll want to open the door of that vehicle and get a sense that it's been wiped down and it's been hygienically cleaned. And I just think it'll be with us for a very, very long time.
Jeff Quillam, always a pleasure to chat. I'll talk to you next Monday, VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. What's the VACC website? Is it .com.au?
VACC.com.au. And very quickly, Dennis, if people are looking for driveway assistance, on our website, there's an area called Find a Service on the homepage, and it shows you there when you put your postcode in, it says a garage or service station near where you live that provides driveway assistance.
Talk to you next Monday, Jeff Quillam.